And what part of the feet you put them on?
The hoof.
And a horse has four
hooves.
Did you ever play with those?
Game? Sure, you. There's a game, horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. You said you had sheep, is that right?
No, we didn't. There might have been some people that had a few sheep in this county, but it was not a... There weren't very many.
Would you know a special term for the males?
Ram.
It has a big horn.
Mm-hmm.
And how about the female?
You.
And what do they have on their backs?
Wool.
Now, what would you call the male hog?
The boar.
And if you had a young male one and you didn't want it to grow up to be a boar, what would you do to it?
You'd castrate it.
And then what would you call it later? Instead of a boar, it would be a...
Oh, heck, I can't think of what it would be. I can't think of the name of it.
Would you call it a bear? A bear?
No, there's some other name, I believe. But I can't think what it is.
No, you can think of that one later.
Because that's usually your meat.
Mm-hmm.
Because they made better meat hogs.
Mm-hmm. When they're first born, they're called?
Pigs.
And when one gets a little bit older, it's called a, say, 3 to 6 months, something like that. What would you call it?
You'd still call it a pig, but I guess there's another name for it.
Well, what age would it have to be for you to call it a shoat?
That might be it.
And then do you have any special name for an unbred female? Once she's bigger.
You got me on that.
Okay, hogs usually have stiff things on their back.
Bristles.
Mm-hmm. And they sometimes have big teeth called...
Tushes.
And if you were going to feed them out, say, in a hog pen, what would you feed them in?
A trough.
So if you had, say, four of them, you'd say, I got four.
Pigs.
And so I feed them out of four.
Troughs.
Now, what names would you have for a hog that's grown up wild? We talked about this in connection with razorbacks, I think.
Well, it'd be just a wild hog.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you about a few noises that these animals make. What is the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned? So the calf began to... What would it do?
Bawl.
And then what's the general noise made by a cow during feeding time?
Mooing? Is that it?
Or sometimes they kind of low. Do you use that term?
No.
Moo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is the general noise that a horse makes?
Neighing.
And suppose you've got horses, mules, cows, and so forth. When they're getting hungry, you have to go out and...
Feed them.
And if you're talking about all of them together, you'd feed the...
Livestock.
Yeah, I suppose you're going to go out and feed some hens and turkeys and geese and so forth. You go out and feed the...
Flocks.
What do you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
A setting hen.
And chickens would generally live in a...
Chicken house.
Yeah, I'd say it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, all the different things you have to do on a farm. You'd say it's what time?
It's evening.